Hey, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're getting into the eighth part of a 17 series, 17 session series, which is video series, which is on smart wholesaling versus old school wholesaling. Okay. Today, I have another quote for you as usual, but I also have a question that I want to answer. The question of the day is basically, what is wholesaling real estate? Before I get into that, maybe a little bit of background about myself. But before I get into that, let me just tell you, there are seven parts before this. You want to make sure you watch every single one of those because they kind of build on top of each other. If you're struggling in real estate wholesaling, chances are, I already talked about the reason why you're struggling, but I will continue to talk here and share with you. There are 17 different reasons, actually. And we're on the eighth one today. But a little bit about my background. I started back in 2004. Well, the first course I purchased was in December 2004. It was for $3,000. I got only one tip out of that course, and which is to join a real estate local REA, Real Estate Investors Association Club. And at the time, I joined a club called the GS REA, Garden State REA, in here in New Jersey. And it was through this meeting that I met my mentors that actually taught me the secrets of the trade. And I was lucky enough to have been linked up with the right people that taught me what we would consider at the time modern marketing, okay? Modern day marketing at the time. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you there, I'm running away from the word digital specifically for this training here because I don't want you to get stuck on the word digital. Really, all I'm trying to tell you when I tell you to become a smart wholesaler is make sure you're marketing like you would market in the year that you live in. So if you're watching this in 2018, you want to make sure you're marketing like it's 2018. If you're watching this in 2019, you want to make sure that your strategies are 2019 strategies. If you're watching this in 2050, you want to make sure that your strategies, okay, marketing, business, automation, whatever that is, you want to make sure that it's in fact relevant to the year that you live in, 2050. And that's what this channel is about, okay? I will continue to share some of the tips with you, but these are timeless tips. These are not things that you will basically, and the problem with a lot of the other trainers out there is, they teach you what works in the year that they were teaching you in. And then 3 months from that point in time, as you know, technology is moving so fast. 3 months, 6 months, a year from then, it's obsolete, you know? So that's what I want to share with you with today. If you want full details and you want to be able to read this, you want to take this as a takeaway with you, you want to make sure by at the end of this session that you download the book, myempirepro.com. The name of the book is Empire Lifestyle Secrets. This is basically how I think, and this is how I built my business. And these are the things that I've worked the most in my business, okay? Because I have also failed in a lot of ways, and that's why I'm able to put this together. If there's anyone teaching you anything and they claim they never failed before, chances are you're listening to the wrong person, okay? Because actually, it's in the midst of confusion, crisis, and failure that we learn some of the best values that we can possibly share with you that will be valuable to you. Okay? All right. So that's a little bit about my background. About my background, if you really want to see the full details of my background, you definitely want to download the book. My full story is in the book. MyEmpirePro.com is where you want to go. Empire Lifestyle Secrets. With that being said, today's quote is this: the old school wholesalers basically think they're primarily real estate investors, while the smart wholesaler is fully 100% aware that they are marketers with respect to modern media. I didn't say digital media. I didn't say digital marketing. I didn't say internet marketing. If you're watching this on the internet, chances are that's just what's popular right now. But it can change. Things evolve. That's why we call it technology. It moves, it evolves. The way people respond to information, as a matter of fact, the way people consume information and the way people survive can change and evolve from era to era. So real estate wholesaling, the way it worked in 2004, or five. It's not the way it works in 2017, 18, 19, 20. It changes, it evolves. You know why? Because somebody said something. Marketers would destroy everything. Because we're marketers at the end of the day. At the very core of what you do here, your primary thing that you get paid for is marketing as a wholesaler. As a real estate wholesaler, you get paid for looking, finding, and identifying deals for real estate investors. That's AKA marketing. You don't get paid for using the right contract. That's not what you get paid for. You don't get paid for looking for what's the best contract to use or learning the legalities. Specifically, as a real estate wholesaler, you get paid for marketing. So you need to learn marketing. You need to learn marketing with respect to modern media. Modern media, it doesn't matter if this is 2018, doesn't matter if it's 2015, whatever you will consider modern at that time in time, that's what you want to pay attention to. Now, here's the beauty about the evolution of mankind or human beings. The beauty is that the playground continued to become more and more leveled for everyone. So back in the days, you have to be a big player. You have to be a multimillionaire. You have to have big capital in order to play. But that's not the case anymore. And one of the major reasons why real estate wholesalers are struggling, one of the reasons why they're struggling, because they're still thinking that they need $10,000, $20,000 to do direct mailing. Okay? They're still thinking that way. So once they think, oh my God, I need, you know, once Sean Terry says you need $10,000 to market, they pretty much run. And then another guru will tell them, oh, but if you don't have that kind of money, then you need to drive for dollars. Well, you need to knock on doors. So they're always thinking of extreme of both ends, right? The extreme of one or the other end is that you need to have all this money, $10,000, $20,000 per month to market, right? That's the extreme of the other end. You need to have all this money. The extreme of the other end is like, no, you're dead broke. So because you're completely dead broke and you don't have money to market, you now have to use all your time inefficiently. Okay, and I tell people all the time, there are four main dead marketing strategies that real estate wholesalers are following right now. The number one is direct mailing. It's a dead marketing strategy for real estate wholesalers. Why? Because it's overly priced. It's too expensive with consideration with respect to the kind of competition that your letters are going to show up with. That's 25 other letters, right? It's too expensive. You're just going to get burnt out and then leave the business, okay? That's number one. Number two, driving for dollars. Again, it's too expensive of time to be using, okay? It's not the most efficient use of your time. I don't care if it's in the beginning of your career. I don't care if you're a new beginner or it's too expensive. If you already know how to make more than $10 an hour from a regular job, it is too expensive for you to be driving around for dollars to try to look for vacant properties so you can come back to the computer and do research. You can actually, if you do enough research, you can actually download the list of vacant properties in your city. That's not what I'm advising you to do. I'm just telling you right off the bat, you're already failing because something you could spend 2 minutes on a computer to do, you're driving around town 2 hours, 3 hours to do that same thing, only to come back to have to do skip tracing on the same addresses. So again, you're not thinking this all the way through. The third one is knocking on doors. Knocking on doors, the reason why that's not the most efficient use of your time, number one, you're not paying attention to the market. The market, meaning the people, generally don't appreciate you knocking on their doors if you didn't call first that you're coming over, even if you're a family member. Imagine, much less you're a total stranger, imagine them figuring out now eventually that you're there to take advantage of them. Like, it's already not playing out too well for you, right? So I mentioned direct mailing, knocking on doors, driving for dollars, right? The fourth one, bandit signs. Bandit signs, putting bandit signs in your city is just straight up dirty, okay? It's just dirty. And yes, the city is eventually going to give you a ticket if you do it long enough, right? Or you get threats from the city enforcement code inspectors that they're going to send you a ticket. I got those kind of calls. That's not my idea of freedom, okay? Running a business in the way I have to look over my shoulder every day, if I'm going to get a call from the city, it's not the best idea. Now, you may say, but they're not bothering you in your own city. Your city is a little bit different. Well, you're missing the point. Again, that's still dirty. Okay, that's still the wrong thing to do, to put signs on the poles and just create all kind of dirt in the city. I'm telling you, it's actually cheaper to learn modern age technology driven marketing. It's actually a lot more easier for you. It actually positions you more for the number one secret of the trade, which is consistency. Okay, let me dive in a little bit deeper into what I just said. Okay, the number one secret of this trade, or any type of trade in this world since the beginning of mankind, is consistency. If you cannot do it over and over consistently, even if you don't make money from it, you're probably gonna quit prematurely. Okay, in other words, you just burnt your family's money, life savings, time on stuff that you're gonna quit anyway. It's not the best use of your time. It's not the most efficient use of your time. If you're eager to know what my solution is, just wait. I'm going to share with you. It's already in the book, free book, my empirepro.com, empirelifestyle.secrets. But I'm going to talk about that here in a second too. I'm just telling you those four strategies right there: direct mailing, knocking on doors, driving for dollars, and bandit signs. It's the most popular marketing things out there right now that the gurus are still teaching, because they're still selling you stuff that worked in 2005. I'm telling you now and day, I'm not saying it won't work. I'm just saying it's not the best, it's not the most efficient use of your time. And then you increase your chances that you're going to quit on yourself, because you may get frustrated out of the business because they don't work as much as they used to work anymore. And rightfully so. You know why? Because people evolve, okay? At the end of the day, this business or any type of business, there are three secret stories. It's called the three P's, right? It's product, process, and people, okay? So the product in real estate is basically real estate, houses, and that product comes from who? It comes from people. You need to generate motivated sellers. So again, you can replace the product with people. So you have people, process, people. The other side of the people is basically buyers. You need people as a wholesaler. You're going to need to generate buyers, cash buyers. I don't care about cash buyers. Okay. That's again, old school. Okay. Old school makes you get stuck on cash buyers. If a cash buyer comes to the table and they're interested in the property because it passes their criteria, sure, no problem. However, depending on cash buyers, it's probably a fast track lane to failure in real estate wholesaling as we're moving forward. You know why? Because there can never be enough cash buyers to take care of all the real estate wholesalers. That us right here on this channel, we're going to create a movement, okay? So in other words, you're going to need a little bit more buyers. The market already needs more buyers, and it doesn't matter if it's cash buyers or not. It's all going to become cash in the bank, okay? It's all going to show up as cash in the bank. We're in the age of blockchain. We're in the age of cryptocurrency. We're talking digital money, and you're stuck on cash buyers. Clearly, that's not going to work any further, any longer. You need a little bit more than just physical people that have the cash in the bank. In this time and age, leverage is what you want to be thinking about, okay? You want to be thinking leverage, because speed is everything. And leverage is the only way you're going to get to speed, which success loves. Now, when I say speed, I don't mean to hurry yourself into thinking you're going to close $20,000 tomorrow. I'm just telling you, give yourself a year at least of consistency. That's all I'm saying. So you can build a solid foundation. So you can build on a solid foundation that's basically recession proof. Everything else you learned before you came to this channel was not recession proof. The first thing that people avoid buying in the midst of a recession is houses. And rightfully so, because a house is like the biggest investment of most human beings, right? So that's the first thing. So why would your business pretty much wrapped around the one thing that everybody stopped buying in recession? So again, I was talking about people, process, people. I replaced products, which is real estate, with people, right? So the third one is process, right? Process. What do I mean by process? Basically, how you connect with people, the medium by which you connect with the people that you need to build this business is still going to be word of mouth, except that word of mouth in this time and age, and as we move forward, has changed. Back in the days, word of mouth means belly to belly. It means you literally have to go to Walmart and distribute flyers. But today, word of mouth is basically WhatsApp, message sharing on WhatsApp. By the way, I've just put together a WhatsApp group of, I need 250 people that I'm going to help over the next 1 year to get to success. Success means $10,000 minimum per month, okay? So if you're interested in that, make sure you send us an email, or no, just go ahead and download the book, okay? Download the book, which you have to put in your email to download. Reply to my email that I used to download the book and say, hey, I'm looking for the WhatsApp group link so you can join that group. It's only 250 spots and you need to be ready to be active. If you're not going to be active, we will actively remove inactive people, just so you know on that. Again, the same access link, which is go download the book. That's how you access that, okay? So, yeah, the way word of mouth works today is not the way it used to work back in the days. Word of mouth today is basically the phones, okay? Let me share with this with you. Word of mouth is this, okay? It's WhatsApp, it's text messages. It's basically people doing this. I mean, how do I know? Because even for those of you that have kids, right? You have kids and they're sitting around the dining table, right? You have to beg them to get off the phone. You have to basically say, hey, get off the phone. It's time to eat as a family. It's time to pray as a family. Even kids, even 13, 14, 15, 12-year-old kids. I just got my son. He just turned 10 a few days ago. Just got him his first cell phone. I'm kind of late, but That was our rules here, right? But you get the point, right? That's word of mouth today. So the problem is that people get stuck on a word, right, or a phrase, and they forget that the phrase itself actually evolves over time. So it changes meanings. For example, hustle, once upon a time, hustle means you're stealing. That means you are stealing from people. But now hustle means you're working harder. By the way, that's not working hard. It's not the secret to of the trade either, okay? As a matter of fact, it works direct opposite, okay? If your belief is hard work, congratulations, we all believe in hard work, okay? But that doesn't give you an edge over everybody else, okay? You're working hard like everybody else. We would have gone to 9 to 5, work hard as well too. So what I'm telling you is that if you understand leverage, if you understand working smart, that's just an icing on the cake of your hard work. Because as most people that I know, my family, my friends, they're all hard workers. They work 8 hours plus, sometimes 16 hours per day. So clearly, that's not the secret of the trade. That's even for everybody, right? That's two and two for everybody, and two cuts two becomes one. Everybody, that's pretty much a proverb from where I'm from, right? But do you understand what I'm saying? So if everyone else is doing it, chances are it's not going to work as effective as it used to be when everybody wasn't talking about it. So I want to teach you something really clean and really cool. Everyone wait until they close their first deal to make money. Here, I want to teach you how to make money before you even close your first or your next deal. Because if you're not doing that, you're not leveraging. You're not having the best edge for yourself in this marketplace. Because at the end of the day, you may not think it, but you have a competition, especially if you're doing what everyone else is doing. Okay? So what I'm going to teach you requires a little bit of effort, but it's mostly mental. Okay? There's no physical manual labor in what I teach you. There's no physical manual labor. It's basically understanding that as we move forward, as human race, as real estate wholesalers, as we move forward, you really have to start thinking leverage. The key word here is leverage. That means how are you going to get more with less, okay? Thinking a little bit less. Keep it simple, right? Belly to belly is this, okay? I'm literally belly to belly with 200 of my friends right now. I can send them a quick message, okay, as opposed to waiting until I get to the mall. That makes sense to you, right? That will make sense to a fifth grader, right? And so if you are building a business and you're working in this same marketplace that the same rule applies, right, and you chose like, no, I'm just going to drive for dollars. No, I'm just going to knock on doors. Well, you're basically swimming against the trend. You're swimming against the ocean tide. And that doesn't go well, okay? Again, you're missing the point. Leverage when you try to do that. Because part of leverage is that if there's an existing ocean and trend already, why not get on top of it, do less work and achieve more, right? And this is the problem with real estate wholesalers, okay? This is why you're struggling. You want to send all those letters? You want to spend $10,000 sending letters like Sean Terry? Well, first of all, you don't have the kind of money that Sean Terry has. And eventually, Sean Terry is going to get burnt too because he's not, he can't really be a one tree that makes a forest. We're all in the same forest and you need multiple trees. So in other words, he's going to get burnt out too. How do I know? Because Lehman Brothers got burnt out. Bear Stearns. Those are big multi-billion dollar companies that got burnt out and disappeared overnight. Walmart is feeling the pain right now. They just decided to close down a bunch of Sam Clubs, right? Because of things like Amazon. And the same thing is applicable in real estate wholesaling. You got to think ahead of the game, okay? You got to think leverage. You got to jump on existing ocean current, existing ocean tide, existing ocean trend, right? Because it helps you, it's additional effort, additional input into your business, in addition to the fact that you're already a hard worker. I don't know a single person in my life that's lazy, that's not a hard worker. I just don't, okay? Some people say lazy. Well, the people that are typically lazy are just very hardworking at being lazy, okay? They spend their time on non-productive stuff. Maybe they're very hardworking at sitting down in front of TV and watching TV all day long and not go to a job. I actually don't know anybody personally like that. People that we consider lazy still end up on a $7 job somewhere, okay? And they work full hours. At some point, they're going to wake up to reality that somebody has to pay their bills, or they have to hard work at sleeping under a bridge somewhere. Bottom line is that what I'm trying to tell you is that hard working is not the secret of the trade. It's not, okay? Consistency is. And consistency is the hardest thing for human beings to do. You know why? Because we like excitement. We like varieties. But that's one of the basic human needs, according to Tony Robbins. And I completely 100% agree with him. We need varieties. So if somebody told you you're going to make $20,000 in the next 48 hours, if it doesn't happen, you start thinking there must be something better, right? And then you follow another guru who will basically teach you the same thing, who will basically teach you the same thing, right? So, for example, everybody's looking for motivated sellers. I said, real estate wholesalers, stop looking for motivated sellers. There's motivated sellers all over the place. Start building a buyers list, because that's the one thing that's lacking in this game right now. Now, if you want to use the same skills to build, to collect motivated sellers, sure. But the problem with generating motivated sellers is that you're creating dead connections in most cases. In other words, you're spending money on dead connection. Dead connection means, yes, you made a connection with a prospect, but most of them are not going to do business with you. And at least on day one. And if they don't do business with you on day one, it's not really much room to continue to follow up with them, because it's a one-time negative event in their life that basically makes them become a motivated seller. So, for example, divorce, right? It's a one-time decision, sometimes stretched out, but then you have everybody else, all the other real estate wholesalers bombarding the same people, vacant properties, right? Probates, right? Pre-foreclosures, right? You have all these other people, thousands of them, that basically are being taught by the gurus in different cities around the nation. They're getting into the business and they're sending the same letters. They're putting up the same bandit signs, right? Everybody's competing for the same spot, bandit signs, basically becoming a criminal, okay? Well, maybe that's not crime, but you're going to get a ticket for that, right? Knocking on doors like strangers. Nobody likes their doors being knocked on, okay? Wait, you and I, heart to heart, nobody likes strangers knocking on their doors, okay? It's 2018 and beyond. People don't like that. And if the people you're trying to get to do business with you, you're already creating a scenario where they don't like you. One of the secrets of the trade, I said consistency, right? Well, that's the major secret. Well, people got to like, people have to know, like, and trust you before they do business with you. I call it the KLT factor. They have to know, like, and trust you. At the very minimum, they must feel like they know, like, and trust you. And you're creating a scenario where they're not going to like you already. You're already killing the vibe before you get into business with them, right? So what is the solution of all of this? The solution of all of this is something I call, first of all, you got to get in the business understanding that you are a marketer. Remember, primarily, I told you the quote in this video is that most real estate wholesalers believe they're investors. Well, that's why you're failing. Because what you label yourself sometimes can basically determine the rest of your journey, right? You need to change that title. You are a marketer. That's number one. You are in marketing, okay? And that's the number one skills you need to master. If you fail at everything else, once you master modern day marketing, you'll always win, because you're basically in the business of people. And no matter what people want in any given time and age, even in the middle of recession, is basically the business you're in. And that's why I teach you to change that title. You're not in the business of real estate. Yes, real estate is the product, but it comes from people. You're in the business of people. and understanding people and being on the good side of people. KLT factor. They have to feel like they know, like, and trust you. And how do you do that? You have to lead with value. So there are three secrets, okay, to doing that. And I will continue to share that more with you. You'll see details of it more in the book when you download the book at myempirepro.com. But it's basically VAT, V-A-T, okay? Value, automation, and traffic. Why VAT? Let me share that really quickly before we round up here, okay? Why VAT? You have to lead with value. Because again, remember, people have to feel like they know, like, and trust you. How do you do that? You have to help them solve their problem. Okay, you have to think from a problem solution. Solution always, you're always thinking solution as opposed to thinking about your own pocket. Okay, that's why a lot of people fail. Okay, because they're thinking of $20,000 days, right? That's a byproduct of leading with value. Okay, there's nothing wrong with wanting $20,000 days. Okay, the highest I've had is $82,000 day. But I'm going to tell you, my average was $30,000, $40,000. I'm going to tell you right now, it's nice and sweet. But it's not sustainable. It's not sustainable because when recession hits, your income is going to get hit. So there's a better way, okay? Lead with value, okay? There's a better way. And the better way is actually increases your value of collecting more $20,000, by the way. So it's actually a win-win all around, okay? Now, lead with value is number one secret, right? Lead with value, V. Just say V. Automation, okay? Automation of relationship building, basically, okay? Why automation? Because we're in the digital age, modern age. Everything is faster, easier, simpler, speed, okay? Success loves speed. And if your competition has a lot more speed than you, it's not good, okay? So automation is part of the game. And automation, what do I mean by automation? Just leverage this thing. That's all, okay? You need to learn a few skills, a new skills, and leverage these things a lot more, okay? So automation is the second secret, okay? So that's the A. The third one is traffic. Traffic. You need people. Traffic of people. Why? Because this is attraction marketing. What I just shared with you is called attraction marketing. You lead with value, automation, and traffic. What happens when you have a lot of people is that it empowers you. It gives you confidence. That's number one. Number two, number three, or number four, all of that, basically, you have choices. When you have choices, it's the most powerful position to be. When you have choices, when you have options, okay? When you don't have options, it shows up in how you show up, okay? It affects your confidence. And everyone, basically, it kills attraction, okay? It's the same thing in relationship that you basically have in business, okay? Because remember, automation of relationship building, okay? Building your list, building your network, building your brand is basically what I'm talking about when I talk about automation, right? That's what we're automating, building your list, your network, and your brand, because it turns out to become more money. All the gurus are doing it. That's why they take the time to shoot videos for you on YouTube every day. If that money from closing deals was good enough, why would they feel the need to shoot videos for you every day and build a massive channel? Because branding is the wave of the future, and you have to be doing the same thing, okay? But of course, they're not teaching you that. They're teaching you the four dead strategies: direct mailing, bandit signs, driving for dollars, and knocking on doors, right? All right, the third one, as I was saying, is traffic of people. You need options. You need massive options and choices of people, because that puts you in a place of power. You have choices. People can feel it. And you know what? People don't want to do business with you if they feel like they're the only one doing business with you. They just don't want to do business with you. How do I know, right? Why do I want this video to have a lot more views? Because if it has one or two views, it basically wants to see one or two views, nobody wants to see it. If it has 10,000 views, a lot more people want to see it. It's just the way we work as human beings. So we're not going to be delusional about that. We have the secrets of the trade. But we also understand that the human mind is a little tricky, and you need to understand that because, again, you're in the business of people, and it's your responsibility to understand people in order to build the kind of business you're looking to build, which is an empire. So there are three pillars to every empire. It's value, automation of building relationship list, right? Automation, traffic of people, give you choices, give you options, okay? So you can make, if you understand the skills of driving traffic, you can make all the mistakes you want, because basically mistakes are, or you can fail as many times as you want, because failure is basically feedbacks. It's feedback. You're collecting data, and you know what works and what doesn't work, and you have all the samples of data, and you know where you need to put more energy. It's called optimization. And most people are not thinking optimization. They just want to close their next and first deal and then wonder what happens next. Some people say, oh, yeah, but I've closed a deal from Driving4Dollars before. What happened after that? Did you close more? How many did you close in the last 12 months from Driving4Dollars? Have you closed every month consistently from Driving4Dollars? If you haven't done that, then you can't really make such claims. You just got lucky, and luck and hope is the worst strategy you can apply in business. Okay, so today, understand, primarily you're a marketer. I gave you three secrets already. I will continue to. Now, this video is part 8. Make sure you watch all part 1 through 7. Okay, and make sure you watch everything because I'm going to continue to release these until we hit 17. And this is a video that you want to make sure you share with everyone you're working with. You should have a team. If you don't have a team, you're waiting till you're able to pay people virtual assistant before you have a team. You're missing the road. You need to download the book. You need to have a team already. Okay, so you need to have a team. You need to share this with people on your wall. Share this video with anyone you know is in real estate wholesaling that you love. If you can't think of anyone, just click share, and we appreciate that. It's a show on your wall, on your Facebook, everywhere. And if I said anything that made any sense to you in this video, please give me a thumbs up, okay? If you have any thoughts, any questions, any contribution that you may be thinking, please drop it in the comment box below. I would love to engage with you. Absolutely, I would love to engage with you. And also, make sure you download the book. It's absolutely free. My empirepro.com. Go ahead and get that book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, so I can show you how to build an empire and set up your three pillars. I can show you how to do that. It's very simple. It's step by step. Nothing is complicated as everything was before. Everything is actually easier. It's just that you've been taught all this thing. They give you banders like this and stuff, and you're supposed to learn all those things. And then you wonder why you're not closing any deals yet. You know why? Because they've complicated very, very, like everything is actually getting simpler and simpler. Hopefully you've been educated, okay? Hopefully you've been enlightened today. Don't forget to go to myempirepro.com. Right there, myempirepro.com, download Empire Lifestyle Secrets. It's going to give you access to a 7-day free course called Smart Business Empire, okay? And hopefully you'll be enlightened and educated. And I'll see you on the next one. And peace.